The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Damo's Dish time on The Sounding Board. Thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. Different voice introing. Where's Hutchie gone?
Well, not unusually. He's had to exit for an emergency meeting. So you've been left with the task, Geordie, of helping me through the dish part of the show.
All right, what have we got? I might show a bit more interest than Hutchie does.
Well, you might actually know what I'm talking about. So have you got any interest in cooking at all or not?
Kind of.
Yeah,
kind
okay. Of, yeah. Well, what about an osso buco soup?
Ooh,
does that grab you?
Yes, it does.
Did one on the weekend. There's various ways you can do it. It's pretty easy and often osso buco you can use in the stew type of arrangements. I love using it in a soup. It's pretty easy. Always, as these starting points, Geordie, you need the basics, and that is the onion, the celery and the carrot. And again, don't get too caught up in the quantities. Just use as much or as little as you want of all three, but use all three. Throw some garlic into that as well, but you just need to basically simmer that out. Again, don't get it browned, just get it softened, is my take on that. While you're doing that, you can use a separate saucepan, a separate fry pan to just brown off some osso buco and just get it sealed. You can also use the same pan you're using if you don't want to clean up too at the end. But I like doing it separately initially to the ingredients there with what I said there with the celery, the onion and the carrot. But either way, it ultimately all ends up in the same pot anyway. So you can do it all at once and do so. A bit of garlic if you want to. I don't use a lot. In fact, I use none on the weekend and I don't think it needed it, but you can use some if you want to there. Once you've got the meat sealed, just throw it in with that other mix. And then I just used water on the weekend because I jammed it with a heap of veggies on top of those ingredients I just said there. I put some potatoes in it, some zucchini as well, some green beans. You can put a stock in it at that stage as well just to cover the contents of the pan. And I just let it rip then for... You can put some tomatoes in it too. I used fresh tomatoes on the weekend just gone. You can use tinned tomatoes. You can use tomato paste if you want that tomato flavour through it. But I just then let it go. You could throw a bay leaf in if you wanted to as well. You could throw a little bit of rosemary, but not too much, or other herbs if you wanted to. Again, I didn't on the weekend. I let the meat do the heavy lifting on all the flavours. You need to season it as it's unfolding. I just let it simmer, and I think I let it simmer for about 4 or 5 hours on the weekend. It doesn't need that long, really. And get it to a stage, though, where you take the meat out, and you then just use two forks to basically shred that meat, put the meat back in, and then you can work out if you want it thicker or less thick as a soup.
Do you like it rich?
I like it rich, yeah. And then you just need a big, fresh loaf of high-quality sourdough bread with lashes of butter over it to dip into the soup as you have it. And I reckon it's as good a meal as you have. You can get fancy. You can put a gremolata on top. And, again, people can go and Google gremolata if you don't know what that is. But you don't ultimately need this for a...
What's a gremolata?
A gremolata is a way of jazzing it up. It's almost a garnish. But basically parsley, garlic, and lemon rind. And as you know, Hutchie once asked me, where do you get lemon rind from? Well, you get that from a lemon where you just grate it, finally. But, yeah, just finally grate. We'll get some lemon rind, get some parsley chopped finely, and then crush a clove of garlic or slice it really thinly all the way. Just mix it all up and throw that on the top. You don't need much of that. It's just an add-on at the end of it. It's and you can throw that onto a lot of your stews and your casseroles as well. But there you go. Also, buco soup for winter.
Yeah, great one for winter coming up. Thank you, Damo. Damo's Dish for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.